Someone else
I'm not dodging anything today.
When you're ready, Terry.
All good?
Yeah.
Mike, congrats on a point and a big second half. What was your take on the game today?
Yeah, I feel like our team is good enough. And I think that's what we reminded them at halftime, that they weren't playing with confidence, not near the aggression or the courage we'd like to see from them. And so, you know, with young players, trying to instill them and show them where those moments do come from, it's part of our job. It's the important piece. I feel like the goals we give up were kind of not believing in ourselves a little bit. Once we can erase those mistakes, those individual mistakes, then I think we come out with 3 points instead of a draw. And I feel like we were the better team today. Not taking anything away from Cincinnati, but I just feel like we were a better group of a better team. Yeah.
So many positives tonight. What impressed you most about the performance?
Again, I've said this, I think this is the third game that I've been in charge. So what we have been working on in the training field is coming out in the match in the second half more so than anything else. We've now strung 3 weeks of training sessions came out in the second half. And so as long as we see that, the result for us is positive. But the process that's been going into it, the players accepting their roles and what we're doing, trying to do, from my standpoint, it's been great.
Must have been a great moment when Jordan Hamilton scored, goes 3-3. At that point, are you thinking, take a point, or are you hoping the boys can push on and get all three?
Yeah, we were pushing on. I think there was a couple moments where our center backs looked at us late in the game, wondering if we were going to send them on free kicks, and we were absolutely sending them on free kicks. I mean, there's no, you know, part of the group's willingness to just go for it, to just put it out there. There's nothing to be ashamed of. They're a good group. They need to have that confidence. So for me, it was important to kind of convey that, even bringing Sean on the end and attacking substitution and not, you know, a defensive substitution. I think all those things are important for the players to see, and I hope they do see it, because I feel there's a lot out there for them.
Thanks. All the best on Sunday.
Thanks, man.
Do you think having some of the MLS experience guys sort of come back to play for you, is that really helping your team?
For sure. Yeah, 100%. To what extent that is, you know, these are also players who have been with us at USL level at some point or another. So showing that pathway, I think all of that is great for us.
You and the rest of the coaching staff been looking for Jordan and the couple of starts he's had in the USL recently?
Jordan Hamilton. Yeah, we're looking for him to score goals, plain and simple. I mean, goal scorers, you know, they need to get in rhythm. They need to be scoring somewhat consistently. And Jordan, I think throughout his career, has been that type of forward. I thought it was great tonight. Thought he played his role really well, took his goal well. Yeah, so I think it's just to keep him always fresh and ready to serve the first team. We have great forwards with the first team, and so keeping him ready and keeping him sharp, I think, is important. I think that's what he's accomplished with us so far.
A tight turnaround, another game on Sunday, I believe.
Yeah.
How do you sort of build into that match and look to carry the momentum from this one?
I hope not too much. This is what I hope. I hope that the players bottle this second half up, because it was really a mentality thing. We could have looked at the system and changed the system and made a bunch of different changes, but ultimately it had nothing to do with tactics. It had everything to do, I feel, with a belief, courage, and mentality to go for it. And so in terms of the turnaround, it's the usual. Take care of your bodies, recover, regenerate. We'll throw in a few practice sessions that will help prepare them for the next match. We'll show them some things from Charleston, but ultimately I think it comes down to the group of players having this belief and this understanding that they're good enough to get everything out of the game that they desire.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.